Oh, thanks, Shane, for having me. Appreciate that. And hello, Jimmy. We're getting ready for the draft now, Shane. It's only about 4 weeks to the draft, so we move on quickly. It's not quite as intense as what that last day of trade period was, but yeah, getting ready now for the draft.
Let's start with the big fish, Jeremy Cameron. It was later than we certainly anticipated in the media. We do get it wrong sometimes, but were you ever concerned, Stephen, within the club that the deal might not get done?
Oh, yes. There was always a possibility that deal wouldn't be done. It's until it's done, I never believe it until it's actually done. Obviously, an enormous talent player and a great player for the Giants up there, and a big decision for them to let him go in a trade. But in the end, I'm sure it was not so much that they were dealing with Geelong, but out of respect for Jeremy, that they let him go in the end.
You, in the end, gave up picks 13, 15 and 20, obviously get Jeremy and a second rounder back. Was giving up a current Geelong player ever considered, Stephen, or was it all about picks from your point of view?
In the end, after a little bit of thought, it became about picks. After the Giants matched the offer at the free agency table for Jeremy, there was only about 2 weeks to go until the end of the trade period. So it wasn't about us then going to some of our players and saying, we want you to go anywhere. Would have been different, I guess, if the Giants had been able to convince one of our players to go there. But no, we certainly weren't going to be going to our players and asking them to leave.
It's interesting what you say about the Giants matching the deal. Giants CEO Dave Matthew has said in the media this afternoon that he thinks the club that is receiving the free agent has to be seen to be giving something up. How do you view the free agency model at the moment, whereby the AFL provides the compensation and not the club that's actually receiving the player?
Well, I have a personal view, and it also matches up a bit with our club's view, and that is that, yeah, we're not a big fan of the free agency compensation just coming out of thin air, and all the other clubs that aren't involved are sort of innocent bystanders and get pushed back in the draft order. So, yeah, we'd be interested in reviewing or trying to consider some better options, but maybe there isn't one out there. But, yeah, I can understand exactly what David's saying.
Do you think there's still a few tweaks to be made around free agency? Not only that, but in terms of the ability for players to move around freely, not only restricted but also those that are unrestricted?
Well, yes, I do. There's a few things that could be considered. I suppose should there even be restricted free agents at all would be one thing that could be reviewed. And then can clubs perhaps have the opportunity to trade players without consent? So they're things that I'm sure that will be reviewed over coming years. And whether there's a change or not, I think that's out of my control.
Wellsy, you also landed two other big targets in the trade and free agency period in Isaac Smith, who has a great sort of relationship with the Cats in some of those battles with the Hawks and the Cats, but also another Geelong boy comes home, former Falcons footy factory, Mick Turner, graduate as well in Sean Higgins.
That's right, Jimmy. Sean's obviously got his dad was down at Geelong and his sister's down here too, but great footy family in the Geelong region, and very pleased that Sean, probably 12 months after we thought he might have been able to come, has arrived at Geelong, and I guess when I look at our team, it seems logical that he might fit in where Gary Abbott was playing this last 3 years with us as that forward come midfielder. And then Isaac, as you say, still got plenty of running in his legs, and just a little bit different to the runners that we've already got in our team and our club. So we think both those players are really going to complement us.
I think Nathan Buckley said it best during the week. You'd love to keep them all, but you'd have 150 on your list. Nakia Cockatoo, just looking for a fresh set of eyes and a refresh heading up to Brisbane, and Lachie Fogarty heading to the Blues.
That's right. Nakia, sad to see Nakia go, but you couldn't begrudge him a bit of a change of luck up there. He's a real difference maker, Nakia, when he is playing at his best, and he's still got a chance to be a terrific AFL player, I think. When he wanted to go, it was really only because it was Nakia and the fact that he hadn't been able to get on the park with us too much that that deal went through. And, Lachie Fogarty came to us at the end of the year. He would have been still happy to stay. He was a contracted player, but just said to us if there's an opportunity to do a deal with Carlton, that he would be interested in exploring that option. As it turned out, the deal was able to help us secure Sean Higgins. So, yeah, Macquarie and Lockie, yeah, wish them both all the best at their new clubs.
Now, you're heavy in next year's draft because you nailed all the players you wanted to bring in. You got picks 51 and 96 in this year's draft. Is there another Corey Enright hanging out in Kimber, 500 k's west of nowhere, that you just got your eyes on, Wellesley?
Oh, I'd love another Corey Enright. If there will ever be another Corey Enright, I don't know. But, yeah, look, that 51 will probably come in a little bit with some of the academy boys that are going to be bid on in the draft. And 96, yeah, I don't think there'll be 96. So let's say we're having a couple of picks out at the back end of the draft. I'll be surprised if there's another Corey Enright, but we're certainly doing our work over the next 4 weeks or so, as we have been all year, as much as we possibly could. But, there'll be some opportunities for young players at our club that are already on our list, and hopefully some good ones that come in this draft period.
Wellesley, you're always generous with your time. Before I let you go, as I mentioned off the top, a lot of the deals went right down to the wire this year. In terms of the length of the trade period, do you think it could be a little bit shorter? Do you need a week and a half to facilitate with other clubs, or could you just have a couple of days and get these deals knocked out of the way?
Oh, I'd like it if it only went a couple of hours, or a couple of days. But, I understand why it goes a bit of time. It's a big decision for a club or a player to get involved in a deal, and sometimes there's a lot of discussion that has to go on. But particularly, I can understand the argument that I've heard before, where players that are going interstate to an interstate club might need to get up to that club and look around a bit. And, yeah, massive decisions by all parties involved, so whatever time the AFL thinks is necessary, we'll just work to it.
Tell you what, regardless of the timeline, you do a very good job. Isaac Smith, Sean Higgins and Jeremy Cameron. Get the feeling Geelong fans will be very happy going into 2021. We still don't know what the draft brings up. Wellesley, appreciate your time on Sports Day as always.
Good on you, Shane. Nice to talk to you. See you soon.